Welcome to the Fantasy Sportscape. This is your host, Gio Garcia, and today we're talking NBA. Of course, it's NBA playoff basketball, and we got my man, the NBA analyst, Chris Anderson here. Chris, how you doing?
I live for this, G. I live for it. Can't wait. A couple of days, less than 48 hours.
Exactly. The NBA playoff start, man. So let's get to it. The first thing, we're going to start with the Eastern Conference. Of course, the Eastern Conference, you got the number one seed, the Toronto Raptors, going against the eighth seed and the Wizards. So what stands out to you in this series?
What stands out to me is, can the Raptors bench stay consistent come playoff time, leaning on rookie VanVleet to be consistent against the Wizards bench? And obviously the backcourt, Bill and Wall against DeRozan and Lowry. Period, point blank.
But yeah.
That's what's going to come down. It's going to come down to guard play.
Yeah, and Wall, you know, coming back from his injury. It'd be cool. We have to see what he can bring, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has something to prove.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, he's never played in the Eastern Conference final either. So him and Bill have something to prove. DeRozan and Lowry's been there. They played in the conference finals before. Lost to LeBron, but they have something to prove.
Yeah.
Wall says he's one of the best point guards in basketball. It's show me time.
Yeah. So you like the Toronto Raptors bench?
Love their bench, man. They've been consistent all year. They were fourth in the league. Points-wise, at 42 a game. So they've been consistent. I don't think the Wizards are going to get the same from their bench because, honestly, Kelly Oubre is probably the only person that they lean on consistently that can put points up. So I like the Raptors bench. I mean, that would be the difference maker, in my opinion.
The difference maker? The
difference maker.
So obviously, it looks like you're leaning towards the Raptors.
I am.
What's the series? How many games do they win?
I honestly think it goes seven.
It goes seven. Wow. Okay. Why does it go seven?
Because though? I think the superstar talent of Wall, and you combine that with Bill, who has got to play without Wall, so he kind of knows what it's going to take to be leaned on more. So I think that matchup with DeRozan and Lowry is what's going to take it to seven games, but the bench will ultimately be the difference.
So you have this more of a going back and forth.
Going back and forth.
And Wall coming back, you know, going, scoring. So, yeah, Wall.
I think it goes seven.
Seven.
I think it goes
seven. That's a surprise.
Raptors win it in seven. Air Canada Center.
Air Canada Center.
Drake stand up? Nah, Drake.
You don't like Drake standing up?
Nah, they're not going to get it done this year, but we can get into that later.
Okay, no worries. Well, he got the Raptors winning. That's a surprise to me. Going seven games. Hey, more basketball for us.
If it's going to be a gritty matchup,
I cannot complain.
No doubt about it.
So the next game we got moving on, we got obviously Celtics, who are the number two seed, going against the Bucks. You know, the Celtics have been grinding it out. Obviously, no Kyrie. The Bucks fire their head coach. Like, I don't even think it was halfway through the season.
Uncalled for.
So tell me what stands out to you in the series.
What the hell are they going to do with the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's averaged 33.5 against the Celtics this year? Mm-hmm. No Kyrie. I like Tatum. I like Brown. Those guys are not going to be good enough to keep the Greek freak from getting to where he wants to get to. I mean, he led the perimeter players in points in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, 33.5 a game against Celtics. I just feel bad for Boston, man. You lose Gordon and you go lose your superstar Kyrie.
Yeah.
So I just I don't know what they're gonna do with Antetokounmpo. I don't know what they're gonna do with him. 33.5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, man.
That's a lot. But what if they're able to, for whatever reason, they're able to shut him down? Do you think the real Bucks have enough pieces to?
They still have enough pieces. Because it comes down to him. I don't believe that Eric Bledsoe is gonna. He's gonna get it done. I feel like sometimes he plays out of control, but he's gonna make shots, but is he gonna be consistent?
That's true.
I mean, they're just, I don't know. For some reason, they just don't have it. Giannis is gonna show up, but is the cast of rapper gonna show up?
That's true. So it's gonna come down to. So who do you got winning? How many games?
I like Boston. In six games.
To win it
in Milwaukee.
So Boston wins it 4-2?
Yeah, but I think Giannis will still average 30, but they'll figure out a way to kind of slow down everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Rozier, Smart, Tatum, Brown. Obviously, they still have an all-star in Horford, who they can kind of sort of lean on. He's not Kyrie, obviously, but they and Brad Stevens, who I think is in the race for Coach of the Year, will find a way to galvanize his guys to get through at least this round, at least this one.
Yeah, I mean, he had those boys playing, even with those injuries at Marina State. Since the All-Star break, they went 15-8, which is pretty solid.
I mean, but they keep in mind they had Kyrie in a couple of weeks. They just shut Kyrie down a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, of course. They find a way. Boston will find a way to get it done in this round. I believe so.
I think so too. I agree with you on that. So moving on, we got the Sixers, who are the third seed, going against the Miami Heat, the sixth seed. You know, the Sixers, man. Tell me what stands out to you just in the series, man.
Will the Sixers be able to win the game without Embiid, mm-hmm. who they don't have no idea when he's going to come back? They're projecting he'll miss the first two mm-hmm. up in Philly, because obviously they have home court,
yep.
with Miami being the sixth seed. So, and will Ben Simmons be able to make enough jump shots? Because Miami's defensive-minded. I don't have their defense efficiency in front of me, but they're defensive-minded, and I believe that they'll find a way to keep Ben Simmons out of the paint.
Yeah.
And keep in there. I think they're going to turn him into a scorer instead of letting him facilitate getting 10, 11, 12 assists, kicking out to JJ, kicking it out to Ilyasova. I believe they're going to say, Ben, come beat us.
So they
especially without Embiid in the first two games. I think Miami finds a way to split one. Split one in Philly.
They'll get one in Philly. I know they won 16 games in a row. Most of those games were like with bad teams, obviously.
I mean, 16-16.
Yeah, I was going to say 16. I was going to say 16 is still 16, though.
No doubt.
But, yeah, that's good. I can see that, splitting it. You know, they don't got Joel Embiid. They don't got the
He might play in game two, though. But I feel like you don't rush him back.
Yeah,
Rush him back. If you can get your first two, if you can at least try to get split, I mean, they'll be okay. You get him back in Miami for game three, and then let him do what he does when he steps back on the court.
Yeah, but you know, the Sixers also got the other stud, Markelle Fultz.
Wouldn't say stud though, G. No, hell no, no way. He's not even. First of all, how many games has he played? He's played probably about 15 games. I don't have numbers in front of me. He should be contributing more, especially looking at the guys around the league who were taken after him. He was number one overall.
Well, so, what I was going to say to that, it was the reason I called him a stud. He had 13 points. He had a triple-double last game, which he has momentum going. You're building the confidence. You know, he had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
And who was that against?
I don't recall. Who was it? A triple-double in the NBA.
You're right. Just like 16.
It's a triple-double. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're in the NBA for a reason. What I was trying to say is
he's going to contribute.
He has a
he's going to contribute.
I feel like coming off the bench.
No doubt.
Coming off the bench.
But they didn't draft him to come off the bench. That's what frustrates me more than anything. Well, he should be starting alongside Ben Simmons.
Well, when you come off, when you have those injuries, would you really put
him? But I never thought he was good enough to start anyway, though, G. Never thought he was good enough to start. Never.
I feel like the Sixers have a lot of talent.
They do. But you know what it was, though?
They don't know where to put them.
But you know what it was that people I have yet to hear somebody point out when I listen to analysts? Like, they didn't know what they were going to... Remember, Ben Simmons sat out last year. It was rookie, but he sat out. Yeah. They didn't know what they were going to get from him. So they figured, okay, let me get Fultz, and maybe he can be our primary ball handler because we don't know what we can get from Simmons. They get this from Simmons. Now, they still don't know what they're going to get from Fultz because he's only played a handful of sample size full of games. So... if they get what they expect from a first overall pick come postseason, then they'll be one of the final four teams playing.
Gotcha. So how much who you got winning and how many games?
I actually like the Sixers in six.
They'll
win it down in Miami. Because I think Embiid will come back for game three. I don't know when he'll play, but I think he's targeting game two, but that's highly unlikely. I like him in game three.
Fair enough. So moving on to the final game, the Cavs are the fourth seed versus the Pacers, who are the fifth seed. Tell me your thoughts. What stands out in this series with the matchups and everything?
I mean, we've been talking about this for months, G. I mean, the Eastern Conference, regardless of where LeBron is placed, it's gonna go through him.
Mm-hmm.
So got to find a way to beat him four times. Everybody's pointing out the fact that the Pacers beat the Cavs 3-1 in the season series and all that good stuff. The people point out that the team LeBron's playing with now has yet to face the Pacers. He was playing when they had Dwayne Wade, Isaiah Thomas, and Derrick Rose. The team he has now that he's going to put on the court this weekend has yet to face the Pacers. So they'll be more energized, guys like Clarkson, guys like Larry Nance Jr., guys like Hood, who don't have much playoff experience. And you get a George Hill savvy bet, so they'll play a lot harder. So come down on LeBron, period, point blank. Mm-hmm. What's Indiana gonna do now?
That's true. Last eight seasons, the Eastern Conference Finals from LeBron James,
and I don't see it stopping this year. Honestly,
me too. Even with the fourth seed,
Don't matter.
Yeah, either does not matter. Okay, so how many games are the Cavs winning? How fast do they beat them?
Well, first let me point out that I think that LeBron, who's averaged 28.5 against the Pacers this year, they're going to find a way to make him a scorer. Like, they're going to say LeBron going to get 50. Clarkson, you're not going to beat us. Hood, you're not going to beat us. Hill, you're not going to beat us. Kevin Love, you're probably going to get your boy, but we're going to figure out you're not going to beat us either. So I think that Nate McMillan will put those guys in the right position, and hopefully they make enough shots. And Oladipo, who's averaged 25 against the Cavs this year.
Career year this year.
Well, he's most improved. He's a front runner. I think he'll win in the last slide. But they play hard. You got to keep in mind, they have a guy coming off the bench in Lance Stevenson who knows what it's like to play against LeBron. Oladipo may not know. Miles Turner may not know.
Yeah.
Guys like that. But Lance Stevenson's going to come on. He's going to bring a spark. But
yeah.
I still like the Cavs, man.
That's always Pacers, Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Stevenson's still there. So.
Yeah, he's still there.
We'll see if he blows in his ear again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hope he's grown up. I hope he matured over that. But I like the Cavs, man. But I like the Cavs in seven.
I like your takes on these because it seems we're going to see a lot of basketball, especially from the Eastern Conference. Because usually when the Cavs over the last years, I've just seen pass through teams. And this year, it looks like LeBron has definitely put a lot of miles on his body. He hasn't been able to rest as much throughout the season.
And it's not going to change. It's going to up come playoff time. Mm-hmm. He's probably averaged about 39.5 minutes a game. I know he played no less than 33 against Indiana this year. It's going to go up to – it's going to be in the 40, 41, and 42s, man.
41, so he
– minutes a game.
He barely even gets a break.
Barely's going to get a break. And I feel like that's going to wear on him because he has nobody else to lean on. No Kyrie. There's nobody else really to be a playmaker that he trusts.
Yeah, yeah.
That he trusts. Yeah. That's the key. There might be playmakers out there, Hood, Hill, those guys maybe even plays, but it's not somebody LeBron's going to give the ball to and say, okay, go get one.
Okay.
No.
So you just said they're going to win 4-3.
I think so.
And you said it's still going to be the same. So you still have the Caps going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I'm not going to go that far yet.
All right, so
let's get through this first round first.
So first, just get first round. Just want to get through this first round.
Let's get to the first.
You don't have a prediction on?
I know, because I don't know if they'll be able to beat Toronto next round. Toronto was able to get by.
That's what they'd face.
Yeah. Gotcha. Toronto was able to get by Washington.
Okay.
Which I predicted they will, but if they don't, if they do, I mean, we'll see.
Fair enough.
Let's do it.
Okay. Cool. So that wraps up things for the Eastern Conference Finals.
No landslide, LeBron. No landslide. You have to work on this one.
So we're gonna wrap this up, guys. That's the Eastern Conference Finals. Stay tuned to the next episode for the Western Conference predictions. We're gonna have here Chris Henderson. We're gonna cover that. Make sure to subscribe to this channel. And as always, this is Gio for Chris. We'll
follow
catch you guys
on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube, all weekend.
Facebook, and everything. You know, check out the Fantasy Sports Cave.
Give us your thoughts.
And give us comment. Give us your thoughts. Yeah, hey, if you like the podcast, let us know. If you don't like the podcast, let us know either way. So we can improve this for you guys. As always, guys, we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
No doubt.